106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, who's written a story in this week's Outlook regarding the fact that the town of Canmore is no longer going to be a member of the Calgary Regional Partnership. Now, what does that actually mean?
Well, the Calgary Regional Partnership is a voluntary organization of 14 municipalities that have put in hours and money towards addressing the issue of planning for the region into the future. However, the NDP government, with changes to our Municipal Government Act expected in the spring, are looking at making it a mandated body. The mayor of Canmore, John Borrowman, in a conversation with our most recent Minister of Municipal Affairs, that would be, I don't know what, five in the last year? Oh, I'm exaggerating. No, I'm not. has indicated that just because a municipality is a member of the Calgary Regional Partnership doesn't mean Canmore is going to be part of that.
Oh, so all the time and money that we've spent towards this Calgary Regional Partnership and all the efforts might be for naught?
If we're not part of that growth management area, why is our mayor spending like 10, 20, 30, 40 hours a month chairing committees, going to meetings? But of course, our region is Canmore, Banff, and the MD of Bighorn, which has its own regional issues. The future of provincial things is going to be regional. Regional transit, regional waste. Canmore is not getting along with the MD of Bighorn right now regarding the Dead Man's Flats ASP. We're going to the Municipal Government Board. There's one. Two, Banff is in a national park. And when it comes to provincial matters, that stops at the East Gates.
Yeah.
Even the provincial study of the Bow River doesn't even go to the headwaters because it's in a national park, right? Another thing that is a big concern for taxpayer associations is growth management boards through city charters might be given taxing powers. Canmore, Banff, Jasper, we are tourism-based communities looking for ways of increasing our revenue to deal with the fact that we have a tourism base that we have to provide infrastructure for. One way to do that is through a municipal tax, which is something I think that is being considered.
Isn't there already a municipal tax called, I don't know, a property tax?
I'm talking a sales tax.
Oh.
That's why you see these tax groups saying, no taxing powers, no taxing powers for cities.
I'm not necessarily no new taxes on anything, but when we're talking a sales tax, I mean, we're talking about trying to fill an infrastructure deficit for the people who come visit here. Who's going to be paying the sales taxes on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? It's going to be us. It's still the same problem. We're just going to be paying more for it.
And that's kind of one of the issues with doing it that way. Another way that it can be done is through the hotel levy. But I don't think anyone in the Calgary Regional Partnership is in the same situation as us and Banff. And hey, let me throw this out. What if Canmore amalgamates Harvey Heights, Exshaw, Deadman's Flats, and Lac des Arcs into our municipality?
So you're talking like annexation?
Yeah. What if the MD of Bighorn got split into two? Half of it went to Rocky View and Cochrane, and half of it came to us.
Other than Harvey Heights, everything else in there seems pretty spread out to be part of a greater municipality like that. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm thinking outside of the box, and I'm also thinking about the fact that the MD of Bighorn struggles with their very tiny tax base and large area, and maybe this is one possible solution.